T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is a big election tomorrow, not just in St. Louis city and county, statewide, because we got to defeat this Medicaid expansion. But there are also some very interesting other races out there. One of the candidates that I met the other night is Judge Rebecca McKelvey, who's joining us right now. And Rebecca, welcome into the program.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Just to let people know, you are running for a judgeship out in St. Charles County. Tell us about it.
That's right. I'm an associate circuit judge in St. Charles County, and I'm running for division after a retirement from another judge on our bench.
Right. And you are currently a judge, correct?
Correct. I'm an associate circuit judge in St. Charles County.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Your phone cut out there on me for some reason. I apologize for that. I want to make sure.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I want to make sure people heard that. So I'm at a fundraiser for Justin Hill out in St. Charles County the other night, and I had an opportunity to have a conversation with Rebecca, who was there. Fascinating life story, and I wanted to have you on, for, among other reasons, to let us you tell us in your own words why you're running for this higher judgeship, and then maybe we can talk a little bit about your background and what has shaped your life view at this point.
Sure. Well, you know, I think we need servant leadership in our county. You know, people that understand that the job is really to serve the community. And I've done that. I was a career prosecutor, both in St. Louis City and later in St. Charles County when I was a sex crimes child abuse prosecutor. And, you know, I think it's time when this opportunity presents itself to go to the next level. And the real deepest reason is just my absolute love for this country. It has given me a life that would not be possible anywhere else in the world. It's one of the few places where who you know or where you come from doesn't really matter. It's what you do with the opportunities presented before you. And so I really feel a profound need to give of my best to the people of St. Charles County, where I've lived for the past 20 years.
I think that's fantastic. And just so people know, your American dream and the fact that you're fulfilling it, give them an idea. You mentioned there briefly, but you moved here from Nicaragua as a young child to escape the Sandinistas down there, correct?
That's exactly right. My family and I lived in Managua, Nicaragua. That's where I was born and my parents. And in 1980, for those of you that remember Ollie North and the Iran and Contra affair and
sure,
all that,
sure.
The Sandinistas, you know, took over the country and imposed communism. And, you know, a lot of the scary social changes that we're seeing today were seen there. And my parents did not want me to grow up in a godless environment where God was replaced by the state, where private businesses were nationalized and private property was seized. And we were involved in a violent revolution where, you know, 50,000 people died and 150,000 people who were lucky enough to escape and live in exile. And I was one of them. I was blessed to come here because an uncle of mine was a citizen, and I became an American citizen in 1986 and on July 3rd. And my parents, my mom had been a lawyer, and my dad had been an architect and had a real nice life. And we went from that to living in a rental trailer in Columbia, Missouri. But because in the United States, where you start out has nothing to do with where you'll end up. In just a few short years, we became homeowners and eventually business owners. We owned a, this is kind of funny, we owned a Mandarin Chinese restaurant in the middle of Jefferson City. So Hispanic people kept cooking Chinese food. That's how America works. And, you know, I went to the University of Missouri Columbia. I worked at Armstrong Teasdale, one of the best law firms in the state. And because the American people give everyone a chance who has personal responsibility and good work ethic. And this place is incredible. And that's why I want to give back.
Well, I tell you what, it's a great story, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit of that with us this morning. I wanted people to hear that. That's a story that's not told often enough in the mainstream media these days for people to hear success stories like yours. I'm talking with Judge Rebecca McKelvey. She's a candidate for circuit judge out in St. Charles County tomorrow. So is that on the countywide ballot then, Rebecca?
It is. It is on the countywide Republican ballot.
In St. Charles County for tomorrow, so that's good.
Correct.
All right.
Everywhere in St. Charles County.
Very good. And you can go to JudgeRebeccaMcKelvey.com if you want to find out more. She's also on Facebook. And listen, best of luck, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience. You have a wonderful day.
You bet. Take care of yourself. Appreciate that, Judge Rebecca McKelvey. I told her when she told me that story, I'm like, I've got to let you come on the radio and talk about that. That is fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
To escape the communist Sandinistas and then come to this country and become a successful attorney and a judge. And she's got to be as frightened as everybody else to look at the direction some of the folks on the left want to drag this country right now back in that direction towards socialism. I mean, it's amazing. So, again, just a quick reminder, the voter's guide is up on the website, 971talk.com/Cox. You can find it there. You can go to the Facebook page, The Mark Cox Show on Facebook. If you go to the Facebook page, a couple things. Be sure and like the page. That way, when we take the show live every morning, you'll get a notification. If we do other Facebook lives, as in when they shave my head, you'll get the notification. And you can also click on the link there to vote on the Make Mark Bald campaign for Backstoppers. It's all for a great cause. All the money goes directly to Backstoppers, but once they hit the $5,000 mark, I will get my head shaved at a hair saloon near me.
Whee!
I'm breaking out awesome. In a cold sweat again. Can I just tell you that?
You'll be okay, probably.
Hey, when we come back, we will talk to Mark Montavani, Democrat candidate for county executive.
Get more at 971talk.com.